A bipartisan group of senators sat down with President Joe Biden at the White House Thursday, seeking his support for a $953 billion infrastructure plan and raising hopes for a breakthrough agreement after arduous negotiations on his top legislative priority. Mr. Biden invited members of the group of 21 senators, Republicans and Democrats, after a tentative agreement was reached Wednesday in talks with White House aides. The pared-down plan with $559 billion in new spending has rare bipartisan backing and could open the door for the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposal later on. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will attend the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Venice, Italy, July 9th and 10th, to press U.S. policy priorities, the Treasury said Thursday. Those include on taxes, climate change, and an inclusive recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Yellen will meet bilaterally with G20 counterparts and attend the Venice International Conference on Climate with G20 counterparts July 11th. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libyan Interim Prime Minister Abdulhadine Dabaiba are holding talks Thursday in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya. A court in the U.S. state of New York suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license Thursday for claiming that Donald Trump lost last year's presidential election because of fraud. This is VOA News. An oceanfront apartment block in the U.S. state of Florida partially collapsed early Thursday, killing at least one person with